Jazz FM. This is the Business Breakfast.
Where it's coming up to 20 minutes past six. Greece faces another deadline today. Where have you heard that before? Well, anyway, here we go. Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras needs to submit a new bailout proposal. Repeat, where have we heard that before? Or lose a potential influx of billions of euros. Repeat, etc. Anyway, Nick Howard spoke to Roman Gerardinas, principal lecturer in global current affairs at Bournemouth University, and asked what he'd be looking out for today.
On Tuesday night, the European institutions and the other members of the Eurozone gave Mr. Tsipras a clear deadline that he has to come back with a proposal for a third memorandum till Friday morning latest. So it's very hard to see how he's going to be able to turn that over within a few hours. I mean, he doesn't seem to be part of his strategic plan. He keeps talking about different kind of deal that it doesn't seem to be on the table. So time is running out, and everybody is very worried that Greece may be slipping out of the Eurozone. There's some people suggesting that Greece is slipping out of the European Union altogether. So clearly this is a very dramatic day, and people say that things will be determined by Sunday. I would say that things will be determined today.
If Greece was to leave the Eurozone, or indeed the European Union, what would that mean for the country?
It's quite unimaginable, apart from being unprecedented, sort of logistically, legally, politically, sort of a very difficult scenario. In practice, it would mean taking the country back, not just to, I don't know, the 1950s or the 40s, but to a sort of a different era, because of these structures, the way the economy is structured, the way the system is structured. We have gone through 35 years of integration, and including monetary integration, you know, and that integration took decades to put together. So undoing that over a course of a few days or a few weeks would create a huge humanitarian crisis. I mean, already the European Union has put a plan to ship humanitarian aid to Greece within the next few weeks. So there are very real practical implications in terms of people's lives and welfare and so on. It's not just a sort of a theoretical paper exercise.
Obviously, you're based in the UK at the moment. How do Greek expats feel about this and what's going on?
I would say they're also split. Some support the cause of the government and think that Greece should aim for a more sustainable deal, maybe some debt restructuring, but also people can see maybe a little bit more detached, a little bit more dispassionate from what's going on the ground, and they feel that Greece has sort of wasted a lot of its political and economic and diplomatic capital over the last few months, and that things are not going very well, so that the government hasn't managed this process in a very good way.
Off the back of that, Roman, do you think that Alexis Tsipras is actually a problem for Greece's position? We've detected a certain antipathy between the Greek government and the leaders of the Eurozone when negotiations. Do you think he is actually an issue?
Yeah, I think there has been a progressive decline in the relationship between Mr. Tsipras, the Greek government, and the other partners in the Eurozone over the last 6 months. We could see goodwill and a certain amount of, let's say, flexibility at the beginning of his term. Well, I mean, some people say that he's done everything he could to undermine a deal. I mean, to be honest with you, the assessment that I have right now and the assessment that a lot of people have is that maybe he never wanted a deal in the first place, and that maybe he has a plan to take Greece into a different type of currency or a different type of arrangement, or maybe that's not his priority. Maybe he's more interested in putting forward his own vision about Greece and his own way of managing Greece than what is currently in place. So the personality and the sort of the chemistry between the leaders is obviously an indication of broader agendas, if you like.
Is that something you believe?
Yeah, I think he had plenty of opportunities to reach a deal in the last 6 months. He has spent every possible extension, every possible time frame. He has made contradictory statements. He has let the bailout austerity program expire, which has huge implications for Greece. I mean, tens of billions will probably be lost in terms of financial aid. So I think it's becoming clear by the day that he's not maybe that interested in that kind of deal that is on the table.
That was Roman Gerardinas, a specialist in global current affairs at Bournemouth University, speaking to Nick Howard.